See, ah, bro, like, women, like, I was like, ah, wow, really, women? I was like, okay. Then he now brought the movie, yeah, and, I mean, for those that don't know what I'm saying, it's actually porn he brought for me. So...
Bro, you said movie, like, what kind of movie are you talking about? The explicit, bro, go, there's no, what do you call it, sugarcoated out here.
Yeah.
Porn. Oh, Surviving Babylon, episode 5, let's go. Cut. What's today's topic, Banner?
So today we're going to be talking about masturbation.
Masturbation.
Yeah, it's a really interesting topic.
Very, quite interesting, I would say.
Oh. This would be of interest to a lot of starving brothers out there.
Oh, them brothers starving. I have to say, I used to starve myself. Just so people don't think that, hey, we're out here trying to be self-righteous.
No,
you know, I used to starve myself. And if I'm not mistaken, have you ever starved before?
I mean, yeah, actually, yeah.
Ah, brother Bernard, okay. Okay. But the good thing is, we're no longer starving.
We're no longer starving.
By grace.
We've been filled by grace.
By the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is like, you know, we're no longer starving for those things.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. How do we start?
Okay, let's define what masturbation is.
What insights do you have on masturbation?
Okay, so basically, in my perspective, yeah, masturbation is when people or when an individual resorts to pleasuring themselves to simulate sexual intercourse and basically eventually get into that point where they reach orgasm. In essence, it's basically playing with your private parts, yeah, to achieve a certain goal, an end goal of satisfaction. Why are you looking like that?
Bro, I'm looking like that, yeah? Because, yeah. Bro, glory be to God. I would always say it every time, glory be to God.
Yeah.
Because now, when I think about, it's disgusting, bro. When I think about, I don't know why it feels, yeah. It's like, how are you, what are you doing? What are you, what is this behavior? What is this? It feels, I'm sorry, but I can only speak like this because God has shown me grace, you know? And my heart has been softened to stay away from this. Yeah. Oh, but I just want to add one thing to what you said. Oftentimes we spoke about this when we speak about masturbation, people really just think about guys. I think especially we Christians,
yeah,
they don't include the eves. They don't include the eves. you know, because I feel if I'm not mistaken, I don't know. Statistically speaking, do you think guys or girls do it more?
Okay, I feel guys do it more though. I feel guys do it more.
Let's add some biological facts. Yeah. Okay, let's look at it biologically. I think for guys, yeah, it's sort of impossible to do this ungodly behavior a certain amount of times. Whilst meanwhile, for females, they could do it like multiple times. What I've heard.
Okay. I think what you mean is that for guys, yeah, like there's a, like, so let's say when guys reach orgasm, there's a refractory period, yeah, and you can usually last for like an hour or 30 minutes. But for ladies, like that refractory period is quite reduced. Like they could even guess one and continue again to get, like there's break.
I've heard testimonies. I heard testimonies. back when I used to be in the ward, I heard testimonies, so I know exactly what you mean. I heard testimonies, but God forbid that I heard that testimony. I wish I never heard that testimony. I don't want anything. I don't want to know, but I've heard that what you said is true. And, you know, for guys, it's like, okay, some people, how do I put this even? After a few times, they're just like, okay, you need like a break, you know?
Oh, bro. I actually heard of a story, yeah, where a guy, like, masturbated to the point where he fainted.
Mm. possibly.
Yeah, because I feel like that people are able to take breaks when they are not so deep, like that shackle is not as deep as others. Some people like they can't like they do it and they immediately they are up again, they continue. So like yeah, some people are really
starving.
Yeah.
They starving.
Yeah, they starve. Okay, I'm gonna show this meme so people will understand the meme we're talking about now.
Yeah, that brother's starving. Yes,
sir, brother. I think everyone listening to this podcast,
yeah,
that masturbates knows exactly what kind of meme that is.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm sure they know. This is not to judge, bro. Yeah. By the time you guys listen to this podcast, you would already know our stance on judgment and correcting in love.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not here to judge.
No, bro. We're
just here to advocate, because masturbation is... Bernard, what is it? What is it? What kind of sin is masturbation even?
It's a sin that defiles your body, actually. Because why your reactions are so... It's giving all these Christian mother...
It's like, you know that Nigerian meme.
Which one?
Nigerian meme that I showed you. He's like, I have a confession. I am Christian and I am gay.
Which church ministry? What is your mission, vision, and problem? Please talk, please.
I have a confession. I am a Christian, but I'm gay.
Hey! What was the reaction?
They were praying in tongues.
Like, what did you say? Golly, money. Evacuate yourself. Let me just use myself as an example, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just so that people know that I'm not out here trying to, like, make people feel like, you know, that we are out here being like...
No.
Yeah, let me tell you. I think I struggled with such a thing myself. And believe it or not, yeah, the person who saved me, the person God used to save me was my mother.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, bro. I don't want to get into details.
Yeah.
It's not like I was caught doing something. But she called me. She was crying. She was asking me questions because, you know, she knows that these things are like, because she knows my mom's very spiritual, you know, she knows that these things, they have like spiritual connotations to it. You know, people take masturbation like lightly. You know, there are videos where people make fun of masturbation, like, oh, masturbation opens spiritual portals.
Yeah.
People laugh at it. People even make memes about it, like, and then people make memes about it, like, oh, if masturbation opens like spiritual portals, then I must have like 10,000 portals in my room, you know. So basically what happened was, you know, like, even before that day, like, like, I think a week before, I said to myself, like, never again. Like, never again, never again, you know. And yeah, so after that conversation with my mom, it was a life turning point, and God willing, like, you know, God answered my prayers. And you know what I used to say? I used to say that, and it's not like, let me just use this as an example, right? It's not like I was starving for something, you know, because I was already doing this. I was already fornicating anyways, right? So at some point I used to ask myself that, why am I still doing this? You know, because people assume that it's only people that don't like get with girls that like masturbate.
Yeah.
But it got to a point where at some point, you know, I'd rather like do it than be with someone, you know. That's when you know you're in a chokehold. That's when you know that you're in a chokehold, you know, because and it has become something really normal for like the youth, you know. Like people talk about it as if it's like a daily aspect, like a daily part of life. People do it, you do it when you don't, when you can't sleep.
Yeah.
People do it because they have exams and they need to concentrate, apparently. So they need to like do it in order to like
relieve stress,
you know, release stress in order for them to keep learning, you know. Yeah, bro, like I've gone through all these things, you know. And yeah, and the more people talk about it,
yeah,
the more I used to think, oh, if people are doing it,
it's normal. Yeah, but it's actually not. Actually, even there was a time in my life where I actually used to engage in it, actually.
Pastor Bernard.
Yeah,
Pastor Bernard. I'm joking.
Every saint was once a sinner. Yeah.
Not Jesus.
Okay, aside from Jesus, though. Jesus Christ was perfect, you know, at all. Yeah. But yeah, so there was... So basically, what I realized, that it was getting too much, and how do I put it? This whole issue, like this whole masturbation, is most times accompanied with pornography. That they kind of go hand in hand, like. You cannot have one without the other, yeah?
If a guy can masturbate without pornography, I
that's pro max.
They need special deliverance. They need special deliverance because special deliverance.
Well, yeah, so yeah. It got to a point where, like, it was affecting my, I could not really concentrate anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I really couldn't concentrate. Like, I would look and it got to a point where I got, like, x-ray vision. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, you mean, like, playbacks in your head?
No. Like, I could see a person and I can actually already, like, that was before, like, when it was really bad. Like, bro, like.
You have been a freak.
but now, it's gone. The ability is gone.
Marvel Comics.
Superpowers.
You need to go Marvel Comics because you had a supernatural ability. You could scan.
But yeah, but we actually thank God because it goes to the point where I actually had to pray. I was like, God, please, like, I want to stop, but this is really hard. Mm-hmm. God, please help me. And God actually came true. God actually did come true. Like, I wouldn't say that there was like a person too that would actually like, although I feel like it would have been a whole lot easier if there was somebody though. But like at that point, like I didn't really know who I could talk to concerned about like that thing. Like I couldn't, it felt so weird telling my parents, like my parents and stuff. So yeah, it was kind of like what I was struggling with at that point. And I was like praying, I was like, God, please help me. And it got to a point where it was a slow process actually. It got to a point where I could go, it was like before I was, let's say, maybe once every 2 days, I'll watch one before. Then it got to a point, started reducing to like 7 days, a week, a month, a year, 2 years, 5 years, like that. So it's basically like that, like, should I say, it was not like I stopped like boosh, I'm good, but like it was a gradual progression. And God actually eventually like took me out of it. And yeah, and actually that's why I always advocate for reading your Bible and praying every day. Like if you want to grow and if you do not want, like, because masturbation and pornography is a spirit, yeah? And the more you ascend spiritually, it's almost like I'm going to use the analogy of an eagle and a raven, yeah? When an eagle is flying, and sometimes the raven usually disturbs the eagle while it's flying, but the eagle, mm-hmm. it doesn't really do anything. What the eagle just does is that it just keeps on going higher and higher. Mm-hmm. And higher and higher. It gets to a point where that raven, like, and it gets to an altitude where that raven cannot really hang on that eagle anymore. So the raven just fall out and comes out of that eagle, because that eagle has gotten to a particular altitude. That raven is not able to attach to that eagle. That's the same thing with all of these habits. Yeah. The more you ascend, the more you spend time with the word of God, the more you pray, the less hold that thing has on you. And all of a sudden you find yourself that you don't really care about it anymore. Like there's no, how do I put it? The impulse to want to go and do those kind of things is gone. Like it's even disgusting to you at that point. It becomes like, ew, like, ugh. When you even think of yourself, you're like, how could I, like, I was a fool. Like, is that kind of, like, should I say, the more you ascend, the more you renew your mind, the more you are transformed to the image of Christ. Yeah, basically it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think one thing that's also important is that, because you mentioned that you didn't know if you could talk to it about your bro, I don't think any person would feel comfortable talking to these things to their what you call it,
parents, yeah,
to their parents. Because I knew, for example, my mom was a big hater on these things, you know. She was like someone that despises like things like that, you know. And bro, like, to my friends out there, yeah, my mom will pray sometimes. You know how my mom prays? Like, the way she prays, like, sometimes I'm like, yo, relax. She will pray, and then sometimes she'll be like, yes, any of my friends that masturbate, like, these are wicked people, and, you know, God should, like, I don't know, like, people that masturbate. She'll be praying against, like, masturbators and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll be there thinking,
look at that one.
I'm that guy. Bro, It's funny now, yeah, but back then it was not funny, you know? And like, the thing is, now what is important is that me and you can talk about these things, and in a way we sort of hold ourselves accountable, because one thing I hate is being a hypocrite, you know, because I know I'm saved by grace, you know, and it's by grace that, you know, that I can be able to resist like these kind of temptations, these kind of sin, you know. But also in my head I'm like, I can't be coming out here speaking about this and doing like, you know, something else like at home, you know, doing like, you know, like, yeah. And it's, bro, like, the way I would do it was that I would also pray. Like, I used to pray. I used to pray. And I would pray that, oh, God, please help me stop, help me, like, you know. But then, like, I'll go, like, I'll go for, like, weeks. And then I'll come back, you know. I'll come back. And if I, when I come back, it's like, I never, it's like I never went, you know. Yeah. And there were different instances where I would do this. Like, I would do this when I'm like, oh, bro, I don't know what people want to hear on this podcast, but like,
but bro, like, I'm being real, bro. Like, this is real
but,
talk.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We're being real. This real, is real, real talk. Like, yeah. You know, the thing is, I was like, bro, it's so uncomfortable, you know?
Yeah.
It's so bad. Like, I think about it now and I'm like, what was I even doing? You know? Like, I'll be like, okay, I just sort of like, I have exams. And I can't sleep. I'm stressed, you know. I would do that in order not to like come off like thirsty, you know, like be, because I feel like if I don't do that, then I seem like when I'm texting with like girls, it feels like I'm like more into it, you know.
But yeah.
Like, you know what they call it? Post nut clarity, you know?
Post nut clarity.
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay.
Yeah. So like that was actually one of the, I'll do it because if I'm going to meet someone, yeah, and I don't know if I'm interested in this person, or it's just like, you know, it's just like, I'm just starving, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll do that and then see, do I still want to meet this person? So that's what I call post-nut clarity. Yeah. Bro, it was so bad. And I always used to think that if I'm with like someone, it would stop. So that was actually one of my main reasons, actually, that I was actually doing that, because I was actually like seeing like all these girls, you know, because I was trying to use these girls to escape the fact that if I have them, then I don't need to do this masturbation. See, this how you know God is God, bro. You can't use sin to escape sin, you know. So even though I was with I got with these people, it would get to a time like after like a few, say, weeks of being with them, then I don't even prefer like being with them anymore. You know, like I'll still be with them, but then like it would get to a point where I still miss this, like, you know, activity that I was doing. And then I knew it got to a point where I'm like, this is getting out of hand. You know, and I was like, can I even, like, would this ever stop if I keep going? Like, imagine like I get into like a proper relationship, you know. Disclaimer, I was never in a relationship, so just so you know, just so out there, if I get into like a,
wait,
like
you're never in a relationship.
Oh, never. Anyone that claims I was in a relationship with that person, this is a Christian truth podcast. You're a liar.
Whoa.
Childhood friends. Let's call them childhood friends.
Yeah.
Childhood friends. Acquaintances.
Yeah.
Friends.
Acquaintances, but maybe at some point there were some benefits.
Oh, sinful benefits. Okay. Let's be real out here.
Yeah.
So basically, I used to think that, what if I get in a relationship, like a proper relationship? What if I get married? Like, this can even ruin like relationships. Like,
bro, actually it does.
I'm like, I wouldn't even want to be with my wife. I prefer doing like this activity. And I've heard like stories about how this like ruin like relationships.
Yeah, it does actually. Yeah.
But like, can I ask you, like, how did you start?
How did I start? Actually, like, it was okay. You know, bad friends. When I was like, I believe I was around like 10-ish, 11-ish. Yeah, around 10. I met a friend, yeah? And this friend, he like he was like a neighbor, yeah, he, like lived like really close to me. So he used to come into my house and we'll play. Like, it was like my playmate. When after school he comes to my like to my place, we'll play and stuff like that. So when during the times he usually came, he was like, guy, there's one interesting thing I have. Like, it's really interesting. Like, I was like, ah, what is it? Ah, bro, like women. Like, I was like, ah, wow, really women? I was like, okay. Then he now brought the movie, yeah, and. I mean, for those that don't know what I'm saying, it's actually porn, bro, for me. So,
bro, you said movie. Like, what kind of movie are you talking about? The explicit, bro. Go. There is no what you call it, sugarcoated.
Yeah.
Porn.
Yeah, so all
right.
I was exposed to it at quite a really young age, actually. Yeah. And so from there, then from there, everything just like started like getting, just went downhill from there, actually. I mean, it was not so intense around that age, actually. I just knew that about porn. It was when I got to 13 or more, I don't know. Like, everything was on steroids at that age. I don't know, like, everything just, I don't know, man. It just got crazy at 13. Yeah.
Bro, I think we had the same experience, bro.
Are you serious?
Yeah, like for me, it started with like I didn't start like masturbating. I started like watching porn,
mm-hmm.
and that's the same. That's how I, bro. I don't mean like, but the things I don't remember mm-hmm. I don't remember how I got into pornography. I think it was because someone had someone introduced. I think I used to live with like, was it? Do I used to live with someone? Okay, let me think. I think someone used to live with me
mm-hmm.
that had like CDs of that, you know?
Mm.
And I discovered it and I was like, oh, what is this? And you know?
Mm.
And then that thing, you know, started like, so, and then there was this guy in my house that, because that back then it was in Ghana and we used to like live at this place where it was like this estate where they had like there are other people like close to like we had like neighbors, right?
Mm.
And then these neighbors like they had like an elder son, and this guy was like sort of like into pornography, and he saw that CD one time and he was like, I could like give you more if you want. And if you have more, you can give it to me. That's how, like, like, it was quite sad, you know. And not now I think about it, it's really sad, you know. Like, it's like, if had he like seen that and had have told me, like, yo, like,
this is wrong or something, good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's not his fault because
I don't
blame anybody, you know. So it got to the side with porn. And it got to a point where I was in school. I don't know. I think also around the age of 13 or like, I think 12 even.
Mm.
And that's when like some guys in my class started talking about it, you know?
Mm.
And I used to think that, and then they made it seem like it's normal. And then people were talking about different styles of how they do it.
Oh.
Yeah, different styles of how they do it. So I was like, really? Okay, let me go home and try it. So I went home, I tried it. I was like, what is this feeling? What is this experience? This new, it's like new dimensions, like, you know?
Dimensions, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the beginning of my downfall.
Oh.
Yeah. And now, bro, when I think about that, my brother, bro, I'm like, the day I catch you, like, I'm like, the day I catch you, because I know I've been there, you know? And I always tell him, like, look, this is not it. Like, I don't know. And he's like he doesn't do it. And I'm trying to trust him because I'm like, I've been your age before. Because he's now, right now he's 14. And I'm like, yeah, I've been your age before, you know. So I don't know if I would have told you if you asked me if I was doing it. Like, what do you think, bro? You think you ask someone like, are you doing this? And at your age, would you have told the person, yes,
I'm doing it? No.
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 Well, denied
it. No. So I better start putting cameras in the house, like catching red-handed. Yeah.
No, but the thing is that even if you were to catch him red-handed, yeah, there's no guarantee that so the person will actually stop, because that thing is like, it's like an addiction in a way. So I say the only way you can actually, I feel like the main way that you can actually stop is through
prayers.
Yeah, God actually helping you, because that thing is really, really strong. Like, it's quite difficult to stop. unless like you have some help. Yeah. And also, it also helps actually tell people. Actually, I feel like if I told somebody about it, and I feel like maybe the time I took, maybe it would have been actually cut, reduced. But like, yeah. But I mean, it went the way it did. But yeah, so like, it helps to pray and to actually ask God for help. Actually, it may sound a bit woo to some people though, but like, it actually works. Yeah,
bro, that's the only solution, bro. That's the only solution. God is the bro. You know what I think this kind of sin is? You know, in the Bible it talks about there are sins that can actually like this is like sexual immorality,
yeah, it is.
Type of sin, right? And in the Bible, sexual immorality sins are sins that actually like it hardens your heart and it actually like separates you from like actually separates you from God, you know? Like it gives you like it's like difficult for you to repent from these kind of sins, like sexual things, like sins like sexual immorality is the hardest, like when I mean like it's the most addictive type of sins, you know? Most addictive type of sin. And then these sins will make your heart like somehow like a bit hardened. Like it will be difficult for you to like actually realize that people think yeah, they have it in their hand. They can stop whenever they want to. That's what they think. They think like, oh, I can stop. Like things like adultery, fornication. It's like, oh, if I wanted to, I could stop. Yeah. That's what I used to think, you know, until like, you know, prayers, and my mom's prayers and, you know, glory be to God, you know, and glory be to God used also to save me. Oh, I forgot to tell you, actually, it was a pastor that also told my mom. Yeah. The pastor was like, this is what he said. He said, your son is blocking his greatness with this type of sexual immoral activities. Yes. Whoa. And then he was like, he has to stay away from these things. And he told my mom that what I did. And yeah. And bro, and this is the reason why I'm telling like anyone listening to this podcast, like this is it's one of the biggest sins that you can use to block your destinies, you know? Take it from me, you know? And what shocked me, yeah, this was like a prophecy that I got, you know? And so I remember that time, yeah, I had like this interview that I went to, you know? And like, they promised me everything, like, you know, they promised me everything. And that day, that same day, that was the day my mom came to tell me this.
Whoa.
And she was crying on the phone. She was like, you didn't get that interview that you went to, right? I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, because you know what you've been doing, you know? And this and that and that and that. I was shocked. I was like, wow, okay. And this was like, even like, I told you that I had already like said to myself that,
yeah,
you know, I'm going to, but had I not, like, had this message not come, like this was God like telling me like, yo.
Stop that.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know? And then I used to, I'm like, sometimes I'm stupid because I tell myself like, God, I need to see you manifest yourself in my life, like now, like currently, you know, like, and I'm thinking, yeah, what would have happened if I hadn't stopped doing the thing that I was doing, you know, who knows, like what it could have done to me, you know, like things like these fornication, sexual immoralities. So, yeah, bro, I'm really grateful and I'm thankful to God that, you know, that he saved me. And I hope that, you know, I can also use this to, God can use what I'm saying to speak to anyone that is listening to this, whoever is telling you that masturbation is okay, it's not okay. And there is no justification, because there are people that justify masturbation, you know, they claim that if it's not like you don't make it like something that takes your, if you don't commit to like sexual, I don't know how they justify it. Like if it's not like immorality, then it's like, it's okay. Like, because you're not lasting. If you're not lasting, and I'm like, how can you do this without lasting?
Exactly. Like that's the whole like.
So basically they're telling people like, if you have a wife and you like do it thinking of your wife, then probably it's okay. And I'm like, nah, you're sinning against your body. This is a sin against your own body, you know? So yeah, there's no justification for that. Yeah. So that's my experience, bro.
Wow.
I'm out here just exposing myself just to help people, bro.
Yeah.
That's it. I hope my future wife doesn't hear this. I'm repented. I'm different. And you know, I think, you know what? I heard this pastor, I forgot the name. I liked him so much. Yeah. He was like, he tells his children, yeah, to start praying for their wives.
Oh.
Like, because God has ordained them for you.
Mm-hmm.
And at some point you're going to end up with them. And you want them to have like good parents, good friends and things like that, you know?
Yeah.
So why are you not interceding for them?
Yeah.
You know? So intercede for your wives and for the people. So maybe my future wife interceded for me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for interceding for me. See you soon.
See you soon. You know, she's actually going to watch this some point, at some point in the future.
At some point. Be like, hey, and if you're watching it, God is good.
All the time. Yeah. So now I want us to actually talk about, like, so how do we, for somebody who is, okay, they've watched this, yeah? They're like, okay, you've made some points about masturbation. We know it's bad, yeah? Like, how do we stop it? Yeah. Like, how do we actually stop? What do you have to say about that? Like, what are your thoughts about that?
Okay. So one reason, a way that I got away, how I got rid of masturbation was, first and foremost, grace, God, that's it. Lord Jesus Christ, the beginning. But I have to also, you know, take steps away, to put an effort. So I realized that most of the times, all my sexual immoralities were coming from me engaging with, like, girls, right? So then that was the next step, to cut it off, you know, to cut it off. So, and I realized that, okay, how was I talking to, like, these girls, right? I was doing that on dating apps, on Instagram. So what I did was, like, cut off, like, Instagram, cut off, like, dating apps, cut off, like, literally anyone that I would have, like, any sort of conversation with that was, like in a sinful way, you know? Like, I did that. And also Instagram is a deadly place. Like, there are things that are really, like, you know, sinfully enticing, you know, like naked women everywhere.
Oh, bro, you know? Instagram is, bro, have you noticed that my Instagram is mainly filled with dogs? Yeah,
dogs, bro.
There's a reason for it. Bro. There's a reason, bro. Bro. There's a reason.
Bro. Like, I go on our account, bro, and I'm like, why am I seeing all these dogs, bro? And then me too, I'm there watching, like, oh, cute. Yeah. So yeah, and also the other thing that I did was, like, I literally just stopped watching, like, movies that contains, like, you know, explicit content, yeah, like sexual scene, bro. Because nowadays, bro, this is how movies are, bro. They'll have two lines of conversation and one of them will start picking up your clothes. I'm like, bro, relax. Can you not have a movie without a sex scene? Like, what would change from the movie if, like, there is no, if this sex scene, like, did not, like, occur in that movie, you know? Like,
yeah, what's the point? There's no point. It's just,
bro, I'm telling you, I always say this. We're not just living in this world with God. Yeah, we don't even live with God in this world.
Yeah.
The devil is working overtime.
Overtime, bro.
And the devil has his industries, has his channels. He's not going to come and get you through, like, I've always said it, with horns and stuff. He's going to get you through the things that you like, the things that you're enticed by, these movies, like, these songs and these things, like, you know, and these things. You might not think that this is something that it will not work instantly. Like,
you will
not watch a movie and do it, like, right. Like, I'm like, okay, but later, the thoughts will be coming in your head, you know? The devil will put his thoughts in your thoughts because you allowed yourself to be tempted, you know? And yeah, and then you'll start, like, in the middle of the night, Apple Watch will start asking you, why are you running, you know? Why are you running at 3 a.m.? You know? Hey, let's not just talk about, okay, bro, let's come to girls later, because it feels like it's just guys that we're talking about.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. We'll reach that side.
Yeah, so basically that's my advice. Cut off, like, all of these things. Take a break from all these things. Get yourself, sit down, you know, talk to God, get close to God, pray, and, you know, and know your triggers, you know? I mean, just because, like, I know that I've repented from these things doesn't mean that I don't have, like, these thoughts, you know? I don't have, like, these, like, I don't think about these things, but I reject these things and I know that I don't need, like, these things, you know? Back in the days, I'll get, like, a thought and I'll be like, doo-doo-doo, you know? But now it's like, now I'm like, I rebuke it, so, you know? Do something, you know, like, you know, I'm like, nah, you know? Yeah, so that's my advice. Yeah. So yeah, if you have any advice that you want
to
add to
So I was also going to say, first of all, for those who are actually struggling and trying to come out of it, the devil would deceive. Let's say you made the resolution that, okay, today is the last day, I'm not going to do this again. And then maybe you go for, like, a week, and then the next week you then fall. and like, oh, what's the point of this thing? Like you just, should I say, it's one thing to fall into a ditch. It's another thing to remain inside that ditch. So I want to just say, don't stay inside that ditch. Yeah. Still try. If maybe you, the reason why you fail was because maybe you by mistake watched a movie that contained something and that began to create some thoughts in your head and you then fail. Don't wallow in that at that state. Still get up and say, okay, movies are like my weak points. Then you just create ways to avoid all of those type of movies, yeah? And so that's the first, my first advice, to not remain in that ditch. The second one is that, okay, this is actually what I noticed for myself personally. I noticed that when those thoughts are more rampant in my head are when I am idle, yeah? When I'm just on my, like, just there, just staying. Because, I mean, there's this particular saying in Nigeria, I don't know if it's the same in Ghana, but around, but like, he said that an idle man is the devil's workshop, yeah? So,
I never heard of it.
You never heard of it? Oh my God. Nah. Yeah, an idle man is a really common, it's a very popular saying in my country. And an idle man is the devil's workshop. So try your best. If nobody see me like in my personal life, but like I'm always doing something. Like, okay, because of the time I was struggling, now it has gone to a point where it's almost impossible. Okay, not impossible. Like, it's difficult for me not to be doing something. Like, it's almost now, it's kind of like an inbuilt habit. Like, I cannot just stay without not doing anything. Like, maybe I could be learning something or I could be reading something. Like, just, I noticed that if you are idle, it's easier because there's already a vacuum, because the nature does not exist. Like, this, how will I put it? If something good is not in your head, something bad will also have to be there. Nature does not leave vacuums. There's no vacuum in nature. You have to always be putting something. There always needs to be something in your mind per time. And if you're not proactive enough to actually put in positive things, the devil will be proactive for you and put in negative things. So should I say, be active, and also still kind of like in line with being active, expose yourself to the word of God. Personally, if I'm seeing that I'm having thoughts, I just play one preaching and I'm like, maybe like 2 hours. After 2 hours of kabay of somebody saying, yeah, that thought will do. There's no space. Like,
they'll cast the demon out of your brain.
Bro, like, it's like, gone.
Abandon me.
It's like, when you finish listening to like maybe 2 hours of this, my friend and Lord, Dr. Pastor Paul Enetche, or Apostle Joseph Selman, like, yeah, giving you word, Rema. Yeah.
One person I will recommend also that people can listen to regarding this topic of like masturbation. Yeah. You know, my senior man, Reverend Kesenya, bro. Kesenya. Like, go listen to Reverend Kesenya on the topic of masturbation and sexual immorality. It might change your life. So,
So when you actually keep your, like, should I say, put all of these thoughts in your mind, because the thing is that how people actually begin to fall into the act of masturbation is because, like, if you notice a trend, yeah, it first started with pornography. Now, what does pornography do? It puts thoughts in your mind. It puts those pictures in your head. And because those pictures are in your head, your brain is like an incubator. Whatever I put inside grows. So the more you feed those thoughts, like those pictures and those images in your head, the more your mind works on it and it grows. And what does, if there is no lady to actually manifest it in, the only reasonable point of release is through masturbation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's why people, like, it always starts with your thoughts. Yeah. And that's why the book of Proverbs says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it comes the issues of life. Yeah.
Bars.
So the more you, the more you put good things in your head, the less likely you actually do bad things outside in your life. Yeah. So, yeah. So I've said, so basically, that's basically my take on that, actually.
Yeah. And this doesn't just apply to guys, this applies to girls. Because,
ladies.
Yeah, ladies. Yeah.
We know. And you know, there was a statistic that I actually I saw it somewhere that ladies actually watch porn almost to the same degrees as men actually do watch porn. It's crazy, bro. Like, I was like, whoa, really? Ladies watch porn too? Yeah.
if there's any girl out there like me that used to like watch porn or engage in masturbation and then go to bed and pray before going to bed, you better stop. You better stop. Please, you know.
And okay, that's what I used to do. The praying is not bad, though. The praying is not bad. Praying is not bad. But if your heart, like, you know that you're still going to...
It depends on what kind of prayer you're praying for. If you're not praying for God to help you, for you to like stop, but then imagine you finish doing what you're doing, you're praying that, oh my God, tomorrow exams.
Oh my God.
Let me get a 10. A 10. Because for us, it was like 10 was the highest grade. Let me get a 10. Yeah. I mean, maybe God would be graceful enough to give you that 10, but...
You know, yeah. Sometimes God is actually merciful.
God is merciful. But the only reason why God has... We all exist is because we all live by God's mercy.
Honestly, you know? Bro.
Yeah.
Honestly.
All these sins and God has just let us slide. It's like, God is merciful.
Bro.
God has given us time to repent. And maybe some of these people don't know. And you know what I think? I always feel bad, that we do this. Because what does the Bible say? It's like, I think the Bible tells us that it's different if you don't know and you do it. But now that you know, after listening to this podcast, if you go to your bed and you start doing whatever you were doing.
Oh, my. Wala. Actually, honestly, in a way, because now there's no excuse, actually. God will judge them.
No excuse. We're sorry.
But
we have to do our job. We have to do it like...
But we're just playing our part in the kingdom.
God will ask us, why do we teach... Why God will ask us, I gave you this grace. Why didn't you share with, like, your friends? Why didn't you share with them? Yeah.
And if people actually listen to our last podcast, we actually saw the scripture about this thing. It was in the book of Ezekiel chapter 3 verse 18 to 19. Go read it.
And you know that it's not us, it's God telling us. Who am I to like debate with God? Like, who am I?
Who are we, bro?
Hey. It's like, do I go to God and tell God, like, God, I don't think the thing you wrote here, I don't think I want to do it. Like, do I want to be struck down by thunder? You want it to be no. I can't argue with God. This is God's word, you know. I'm just doing what God asked me to do. I'm just a messenger.
Yeah.
So we're messengers of God, and we're trying to like give you the message. So please. But don't you think we should? Better, is there any biblical scripture that indicates or like, you know, that you might know that sorts of like, you know, hints on? Because there are people that are like, if it's not in the Bible, I won't.
Come in.
I know there are people that might be listening. I'll be like, these people, the skeptics out there.
The book of 1 Corinthians 6:18.
Wait, let me see. Bro, I don't like the New International Version. It makes the Bible seem nice. It makes the Bible seem very friendly. It's not like, bro, if you read Revelations in the New International Version, there's a verse which says that I'm knocking and if you open the door, I'll come in.
And sup with you. And
sup with you and you'll be my... I'll show you later. In the NIV, it talks about I'll be your friend. Like, it's like, no, that's not what it says. They're making it seem like, oh, Jesus, oh, he needs you so much. He'll be your friend. Like, come, let me cuddle you. No.
You want the one that will strike thunder?
Yeah, I want the one that will come and be like, the one that people are hiding away from, you know? The one that my Jesus is the one that people are escaping to mountains, you know? Not the Jesus with the sheep, like... My son, you're a sinner. Come here, you know? Like, because it makes us take advantage of grace, you know? Like, when you see your picture with Jesus, we're like, you know, I need a picture with Jesus.
With
a
relationship with Jesus.
Yes, that one I need in my room so that I can wake up and I'm like, I need to put my life in order because I don't want to meet this Jesus. I don't want to be on this Jesus' bad side.
Yeah.
But when you see the sheep, the one with the sheep, you think, let me just do it. He'll come look for
those one word that Vody Bookman. Yeah, he said that the sissified Jesus.
Yeah, the sissified. God forgive us. People just read Matthew, Luke, and John and skip Revelation.
Oh my, Revelation is the account. Okay, I was gonna say ghetto, but Revelation is a place. Yeah. It's a place.
I get depressed. It's a place that anytime I want to feel like depressed, I just go to Revelations.
Bro.
You know, I have a...
Yes. Jubilee. Below Jubilee, yeah.
Bro, I just want to say my last thing. You know, there are people that are depressed, mm-hmm. And they listen to like depressed music. If they want to get more depressed, they should go read Revelations. Like if you're looking for more ways to get depressed, go read Revelations.
Good Revelations.
How depressed you can be. Okay, so I've projected it now. So
okay, so the book of 1 Corinthians 6 verse 18. Okay, it says, flee fornication. Every sin that... Huh. Okay, every sin that he that committed, wait, every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committed fornication sinneth against his body. Can you use New King James Version?
New King James Version.
NKJV.
Was it there?
Do you have NKJV? It hits better with it. Aha. Aha. Better. Flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man doeth is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. First of all, what is sexual immorality? Let's do etymology of the word sexual. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Immorality. And then there's now immorality. Immorality, the word, the opposite of moral. Yeah.
Preach on.
Anything sexual that deals with moral is marriage. It's within the confines of marriage. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But now anything sexual that is not inside marriage is immoral.
Immoral.
Yeah.
Immoral. Wait, can I hold hands with my future wife who's watching?
Okay, it's engaged. It's not sexual.
Oh, will we talk about that in our future?
Okay, in another one, we'll talk about it. So guys,
okay.
Just stay tuned. Don't worry, calm down. We'll
get there. Wife, stay tuned.
we'll get there. So now, anything sexual, yeah, that is immoral, fornication, adultery, masturbation. These are sexual acts, yeah.
Let's include kissing so that people don't have any ideas.
Okay, kissing. You know, that's really interesting, actually.
Where is the rush? Why do you want to kiss if you're not married? Let's move on.
Kissing. I do not actually advise kissing. I actually do not advise kissing because it leads to this sexual immorality. It leads to thoughts of it because it's like starting something you cannot stop.
We said we're going to do an episode of kissing. So let's not give the people too much wisdom now. Let's save some wisdom.
Yeah. So we can add kissing too. So yeah, that's.
Bro, you know, every time Jesus talks about sins, yeah, he talks about the sins of people. You know, he always says that you adulteress.
Mm.
Yeah? Bro, and you know what I thought about? What does it mean by you adulteress? Yeah. You know what that means?
What?
This is what I thought. You know how as believers, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're actually supposed to, or like, we actually, yeah, human beings, God made us, right?
Yeah.
So we belong to God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what do? We separated ourselves and we are engaging ourselves with other things that we shouldn't be engaging ourselves with. So in a way, we're sort of cheating on God. So that's why every time I see it.
Yeah.
That's why he's always like, you adulteress, because instead of you being with me, you're cheating.
Bars.
You're engaging yourself with like, bro, is this too much wisdom? Like,
good day.
Like, you know, you're cheating on me.
Yeah.
You're adulteress. So we that we've become, are we the adulteress, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what, so that's adultery is like a really like, it's like, I read it somewhere, like, it's like a sin that it's really hard to separate, like, to come back from, you know? It's like the heart keeps getting hardened and hardened. That's why it's very hard to get away from, you know? And sinning, I wanted to say something back today to the previous verse.
Mm-hmm.
When you sin against your body as a Christian, you don't just sin against your body. You also sin against, like, well, you sin against, like, against Jesus, because, bro, what is the body of the believer? It's an extension of the body of Christ. So when you're sinning against yourself, you're sinning against the person who you've extended your body to, you know, or the person who has extended his body unto you.
And so it's, like, it's also linked to that scripture that says that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. That they're secreting the temple, bro.
Holy Bible, bro. This is Holy Bible. This is not us, bro. This is Holy Bible. Holy Bible, bro. Holy Bible.
Whoa.
Holy Bible. Holy Whoa. Bible. Yeah. So what would you like conclude on our topic for today? What are the conclusions that we have for our listeners and our viewers and even for ourselves, you know?
Mm.
What should we take from this episode?
So guys, like my brother Jeffrey said, for sexual sins are like one of the biggest sins like we can commit as believers, yeah? Because they do not just, should I say, we're not just sinning against God, but also sinning against ourselves and his temple, yeah? And also, we also talked about the fact that, should I say, if you want to stop, you first need to get a relationship with God right so that he can actually help you. Because without his help, I mean, we're not able to resist sin because we're conceived in sin. So, I mean, without the one who is able to help you overcome sin, I mean, you cannot really overcome sin totally. Yeah. So you first need Jesus Christ, and then you also need to put in the effort to free yourself from. I mean, there's also a really popular saying in my, I don't know if they say it too in Ghana, that although this is not in the Bible, but there's still some wisdom in like inside it says, and it goes like this: heaven helps those who help themselves. So
so growing up, what I heard, the version that I heard was God helps those who helps themselves. And I used to think that was in the Bible till I discovered it wasn't in the Bible.
Well, it's not in the Bible actually. But there's still some wisdom to it. There's still some wisdom. So put in the effort. If your left, like what Jesus Christ said, if your right eye will cause you to sin, cut it off. If that Instagram will cause you to sin, delete it. If that movie, those type of movies will cause you to sin, remove it. If your Netflix will cause you to sin, unsubscribe.
If that sister will cause you to sin,
block.
Evacuate yourself. You can still love it from afar, you know, but evacuate yourself.
For the sake of your soul.
This 20 to 1 hour feeling that you will get, it's not compared to this eternal condemnation. You might get a suit, a double bed in hell with bed. Double fire, but you'll be suffering.
So that's basically what I've like the conclusion so far.
Imagine Jesus returning and you're caught in the act.
You know the window, you're caught red-handed.
Red-handed. I was gonna say, I don't know how Judgment Day is gonna be.
Yeah.
I don't know if God is gonna be playing playbacks about the things that we did. But I hope that once we repent, God will just let it be.
I actually feel like when you repent, all your sins that are actually washed away, you kind of like have a clean slate, because God will not like this. I think in the book of Psalms, it says that blesses the man who God will not impute with his iniquity, like who God will not charge with his own iniquity. So I believe that actually that verse is actually for us believers, that when we are saved and we believe, our sins are washed away by the blood of Christ, and God is not charging us with iniquity.
So my flashbacks will not be played.
Yeah.
If I've repented. Oh, thank you, God.
The only time they will play is if you do not repent. That's why all the iniquity.
Okay. All right.
Then that one is to be the accuser of the brethren. I'll be doing that one.
Okay. So we hope that you guys took a lot from this episode. And Melissa, our TikTok runner, do you want to show your face? Our TikTok.
Hello.
What do we call you? TikTok manager.
TikTok manager.
A social media team.
Social media team.
Yeah. Surviving Babylon. Let's go. All right.
You want to pray for us to close? Okay, just say you hope. Complete what you're saying.
We hope that this message somehow reached the, how should I put it, exactly who it was supposed to reach. And we hope that you took something out of this message and realized that we're just out here to, like, you know, to help whoever is in this chokehold to, you know, get free from these shackles that, you know, know what I mean.
I know what you mean, bro.
And if you have any questions, if you need help, you can also reach out to us, like, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe I can help you more with my personal experience. Bernard can also help you. Just reach out to us and we can assist you in whatever way we can. All Bernard?
Yeah.
If you think so?
Yeah, sure. And if you want to reach out to us, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can just write it on you can just write your question on what you think about the, because when you finish a Spotify episode, there's always like a section where you can write down what you think about the episode. You can just put down your questions and I'm going to check it out. And we are going to check it out. And you can also check, we reach us on Instagram. Our handle is survivingbabylon_podcast on Instagram. So you can just send us a message and we'll get back to you. Or you can also reach us on TikTok with the Surviving Babylon podcast there also. And so write us a message and we'll get to you as quick as we can.
Yeah. We're also going to write a blog on this topic.
So and also Surviving Babylon blog. Sorry, bro. Yeah.
Survivingbabylon.org. So bro, you guys can get more.
Can somebody put like comments on... They can, yeah?
Yeah, I made it now.
Oh, okay.
People can put comments. So you can put comments on the blog and you might get more insights and on the topic. Yeah. Our final messages, resist temptation and, you know, pray that God will deliver you from this chokehold.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Do you want to pray first, close?
Amen. Hey, let's pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Father Lord. We want to thank you, Heavenly Father, for this successful episode. We hope that this message that we delivered, Father, we pray that let it reach the people that it was supposed to reach. Let it change the lifestyle of people if they live in an ungodly, if there are any sexual immorality that anyone is battling with, Father Lord. We pray that please, Heavenly Father, show them your mercy and your grace and help them, Heavenly Father, Lord, repent from their sinful ways. And Father, help us also, the host Bernard and I, help us stay strong so that we do not fall back in our old ways, and help us resist any kind of temptation, Father, Lord. We pray that you also bless this podcast and let this podcast, Heavenly Father, touch the hearts of anyone that listens to it, and let this podcast also win souls for you, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Father Lord, for listening to this prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Amen. Powerful.
Amen.
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 Okay, guys.
Yeah.
What's our next episode? Yeah.
Our next topic. Now we're gonna be a bit, you know, before we were like, and in this episode we were like, but our next episode we're gonna take it. Are we taking it light?
I feel like this is a lighter topic compared to what we just finished right now.
But we're always real. So our next topic, we're gonna talk about leadership and Christianity, and yeah. So we hope to see you in our next episode, and we thank you guys for listening. God bless all of you, and yeah, keep it pushing.
Keep surviving.
Keep surviving. Yeah,
keep surviving.
Stay away from sexual immorality, and stay strong.
Stay strong. Stay strong.
Hi, future wife.
Bro.